Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Welcome to the show.
Hello everyone, I'm Marie. We're so happy to see you all. Today's topic is nature.
And the title of our lesson is The River is Dirty. The River is Dirty. Okay, Marie, what happened on yesterday's show?
Well, yesterday, Susie planned on going on a trip with her church. They are going to pick up some trash. Trash is very dirty.
Yes, it is. This is a big problem. But we can be encouraged. We can help solve this problem together. Let's find out what our friends do about this trash by the riverbank. Here's Marie with our Read It.
The riverbank is very dirty. Many people enjoy the river, but few take care of it. People are lazy. They litter. They don't recycle their trash. They just pollute the river. Rob, Alex, and Linda have a fun idea. They have a contest to see who can collect the most trash. They can clean up the river, help their community, and have fun.
Rivers are very important for nature. If the river is dirty, this will make many problems for nature. The birds, fish, trees, grass, and don't forget about the water, too.
Yeah, and rivers go into the ocean eventually. Anything we put in the river then goes into the ocean. Throwing something in the water or on the ground is not throwing it away.
Yeah, it's just throwing trash into nature. Everything works together. Well, we're going to learn a lot together. Let's first learn those key words for today.
Hello, 今天大家都到河边来捡垃圾做清洁工作，结果发现河边真的很脏。The river bank is so dirty. 形容词 dirty 就是肮脏的。Susie 说这些垃圾其实很多是可以回收再利用的，可是大家就是随地乱丢。动词 recycle 就是回收再利用。They don't recycle their trash. 这样子乱丢垃圾只是会污染环境。动词污染就是 pollute. They just pollute the river. Rob 捡了好多垃圾。He collected a lot of trash. 动词 collect.有收集集中的意思。最后大家开始捡垃圾比赛，看谁捡的最多，这样不但可以对社区环境有所帮助，还增加了不少乐趣。社区是 community. They can help the community and have fun.
I can't believe the river bank is so dirty. Look at all this trash.
I know.
Many people enjoy the river, but few take care of it.
You're right. They just pollute the river with their trash.
People shouldn't litter.
A lot of trash can be recycled.
That's true.
People are too lazy to pick up after themselves.
That's really too bad.
Yesterday, we learned about Susie's trip. Her church is going to take a trip to the river and clean up trash. This is good. Trash in nature is a big problem.
Yes, and just one person can't solve the problem, but working together, we can help solve the problem.
Then James and the other friends from the office also wanted to help. So now everyone is helping clean the riverbank today.
James can't believe it.The riverbank is so dirty. Dirty means not clean. All that trash is making the river dirty.
Yeah, he says, look at all this trash.
I can't believe it either. Many people enjoy the river, but few take care of it.
You're right. And this sentence you just said is very good. Let's take a closer look at it with Christina.
Susie 说很多人都会去享受河川带来一切美好，但是却很少有人去照料关心它。所以 Susie 说 Many people enjoy the river, but few take care of it. 我们来仔细看一下这个句型。Many people 如何 ,but few 怎么样。意思就是很多人都怎么样，但是却有很少人如何。这个句子很适合用来做一段论述的开头。这种说法很容易引起听众或者是读者对议题的注意。我们来看例句。Many people like her, but few really know her. 很多人都喜欢她，但是真正懂她的却很少。再来看一句。Many people know about the South Pole, but few visit there. 很多人都知道南极，但真正去过的却很少。
Thanks, Christina. This is a good sentence to practice. Let's think of a couple together.
Okay. Many people like to learn, but few like being taught. Actually, a famous person named Winston Churchill said that.
Hey, that's a good one. Well, many people like getting new things, but few like paying for it.
Now, let's get back to the dirty river. You know, today we are talking about the trash in the river, and this is the problem. But this isn't the real problem.
Oh, well, what do you mean?
The real problem is, how did that trash get there? People put the trash there. So the problem is people. But we can't solve every problem at once.So cleaning the river is a good idea.
I think it is. People shouldn't litter.
I agree. People shouldn't litter. And that's today's...
calendar phrase!
People shouldn't litter.
People shouldn't litter. 大家不应该乱丢垃圾。
Look at all this trash.
People shouldn't litter.
This park is a mess.
People shouldn't litter.
People should throw their trash away.
People shouldn't litter.
Hey! You shouldn't litter.
Oops, I forgot.
People shouldn't litter.
People shouldn't litter.
People shouldn't litter. 大家不应该乱丢垃圾。
When we throw trash on the ground, instead of putting it in the trash or recycling, it is called littering.
And litter is what we call the trash on the ground. This is a kind of pollution, and people pollute.
That's what James is talking about when he says that people pollute the river with their trash.
So polluting kills nature and makes it dirty.
Yeah, and people are too lazy to pick up after themselves. When we go somewhere in nature, it is not convenient to carry our trash back to a trash can.
Yeah, we like to have picnics because it's beautiful.But then we get lazy, we leave the trash there. Well, please be thinking about how you can help this problem. But right now we need to take a short break. We'll see you after this. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day.
Today, we are talking about trash. And it looks like Peter has some trash with him right now.
That's right, I do. A lot of trash can be recycled, though. I have a paper cup, a plastic bottle, and a metal pan. Now, these three things can be recycled. Paper, plastic, and metal. So remember to recycle, okay?
Great, thanks for showing us, Peter.All right, friends, well, let's continue. Let's watch conversation B together.
Wow, You've collected a lot of trash, Rob.
Alex, Linda, and I are having a contest.
What kind of contest?
Whoever gathers the most trash wins.
What a great idea!
Can Susie and I join your contest?
Sure.
We can clean up the river, help our community, and have fun, too.
Here are some more bags.
Peter, I think that it is so great that all our friends came out to help today. Pollution, litter, garbage, and trash. These are some serious problems, and they are dirty, too.
Yeah, it's no fun to fix someone else's problem, and it's no fun to pick up trash either. I'm glad that they brought their gloves.
Well, Rob has collected a lot of trash. He is doing a good job.
Yes, he is. Collecting. When you collect something, you get more and more of something, and people collect certain things. Today, our friends are collecting trash.
But sometimes I think of this word when we are talking about hobbies. I collect things for fun. Some people collect things from around the world, like stamps or cups.
What do you collect? Do you have a fun collection of something? Tell a friend about it.
So how did Rob collect so much trash? He is doing a great job today.
Yeah, well, he is having fun doing it.
Fun? How can you have fun picking up trash?
Doing things together is more fun. And our friend thought to play a game would be better. This will make the job more fun.
Well, Rob, Alex, and Linda are having a contest.
What kind of contest?
A trash collecting contest. Whoever gathers the most trash wins. Let's learn more about this with Christina.
Rob 说比赛的规则就是捡最多垃圾的人就赢了。Whoever gathers the most trash wins. 句首的 whoever 是代名词任何一个人的意思。请你再看一次这个句子，然后请你帮我找出这个句子的主词。Whoever gathers the most trash wins. 找出来了吗？其实除了最后的 wins 这个字之外， wins 前面所有的字整个都是本句的主词。Whoever gathers the most trash. 任何收集到最多垃圾的人是本句的主词。所以这个是名词子句当主词的一个例子。我们再来看类似的表达方式。Whoever comes back first wins. 第一个回来的人就赢了。Whoever wears green will get a prize. 任何穿绿色衣服的人都可以得到奖品。
Thanks, Christina. So, whoever gathers the most trash wins. This is a fun game that's helping everyone pick up that trash. So, gather just means...bring together. So they are bringing together the trash.
Right. My family gathers every holiday. It's nice to see them during Thanksgiving and Christmas.
I think that this contest is a great idea. This way, our friends have fun and clean the river at the same time.
Yeah, and Susie agrees. She says, we can clean up the river.Help our community, and have fun, too.
Community. This is another great word. Everyone enjoys the river, right? So if the river has a problem, actually, the community has a problem, too.
But if the community works together, they can solve the problem. Just like today. Our friends are helping the community. What a wonderful thing.
Yeah.But it's not always easy. Sometimes I just think about myself as one person, when we should think about each other. When we work as a team, we can help the community.
That's right. Well, how about we work as a team right now? Let's review those keywords together.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Dirty. Dirty. Please clean the dirty table.
Recycle. Recycle. You can recycle that trash.
Pollute. Pollute. Too many cars pollute the air.
Collect. Collect. Please collect all the dirty plates.
Community. Community. We live in this community. Okay, friends, those are the keywords for today. Keep on practicing them at home. And now let's take a look back at our lessons one more time.
I can't believe the riverbank is so dirty. Look at all this trash.
I know. Many people enjoy the river, but few take care of it.
You're right. They just pollute the river with their trash.
People shouldn't litter.
A lot of trash can be recycled.
That's true.
People are too lazy to pick up after themselves.
That's really too bad. Wow, you've collected a lot of trash, Rob.
Alex, Linda, and I are having a contest.
What kind of contest?
Whoever gathers the most trash wins.
What a great idea!
Can Susie and I join your contest?
Sure.
We can clean up the river, help our community, and have fun, too.
Here are some more bags.
In English, we have something called the three R's. Reduce, reuse, and recycle. Let's talk about them.
Well, let's talk about reduce first. This means using less of something. For example, if you have a lot of shoes, why do you have to buy a lot of shoes? You can reduce and use less of it.
Then we have reuse. This is when we already have something and we use it again for another purpose or reason. And the last one is called recycle, right?
That's right. Recycle. We should all do this. After you drink a bottle of soda, you should put it in the recycling bin. Don't put it in the regular trash bin.
That's right. We can reuse paper, plastic, and metal again to make things again. Well, let's talk about some fun ways to reuse. This is a home in Nevada in the USA. What do you see on the wall here?
Well, this doesn't look like a normal wall. It looks like they used some bottles to make a new wall.
That's right. They reused bottles to make something new. Let's look at another thing maybe you can do at home. What do you see here?
Ooh, they're using this plastic bottle as a vase. This is amazing. You know, I grow plants at my home, and I think I might try this out.
Yeah, you can make a garden out of old bottles. Well, I hope this got you thinking about some ways you can reduce, reuse, and recycle. Right now, let's go to Jungle Chit Chat.
Wow! We collected a lot of trash.
We sure did. Why do people pollute the river with trash?
Some people are lazy.
They don't pick up after themselves.
But people shouldn't litter. They should take care of the river.
That's right. A lot of trash can be recycled.
That's so true.
Keeping the river clean helps the community, and it's fun too.
Fun?
Yeah. We had a contest. We collected the most trash and won.
Yay, we won? What did we win?
A cleaner river.
Oh.
And a banana.
Oh, yeah.
we won!
Yay!
Where's my banana?
No. I have no idea what I'm doing. This is going to be terrible.
Oh, hey, Mark. I came over to see if... Whoa. What's wrong?
Oh, hi, Tina. I wanted to make a Valentine's Day card for Cindy. Cindy, but I don't know what to do.
You guys have been together for almost a year now, huh?
Yes.
No wonder you want to make it special.
I have to make something special. What should I do? You have to help me.
Okay, well, Well, let's see here.
Here are some ideas.
Super Sentence Man?
Yes. I am Super Sentence Man. I heard that someone was having trouble, so I came with today's super sentence. Here's how it goes. Here is, or here are, something. Now, let's turn today into something special with a super sentence. Anyone?
How about, here are some ribbons.
Here are some ribbons. Perfect. Now, what's next?
Here is some glue.
Oh, good. Here is some glue. Well, you guys are really good at this. Any more super sentences?
Here is a picture of Mark and Cindy riding bikes together.
Here is a picture of Mark and Cindy riding bikes together. Super! Isn't that sweet?
That's not just sweet, it's perfect. Thanks, Super Sentence Man.
Don't mention it. You know, when you are having a hard time, just remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
Man, how does he do that? He always knows the perfect thing to say.
But you have the best ideas, Tina. This will be the perfect Valentine.
Wow, Cindy is really going to like that. Oh, let me cut it into a heart.
Good idea. Oh, no. Oh, you ruined it, Cindy. Tina.
Well, we've learned a lot today. Why is it so hard to pick up someone else's trash?
Well, when you see trash on the ground, maybe it's not yours. Maybe you're thinking to yourself, that's not my problem, that's their problem.
So? That's right. And a lot of problems in the community are like this. Oh, that's everyone else's problem, not mine. Well, I think the next time we see some trash, we can pick it up and try to help others see this way too.
That's right. All right, well, we had fun. Join us again for another great show right here on
Let's Talk in English. Goodbye.